在日光下的人生啊，充满着许多的问题。
Our life under the sun, we have a lot of problems.
这些问题啊，带给人生活里头充满着许多的忧虑跟劳苦。
And these problems a lot of times bring us a toil and also anxious anxiety.
所以很多人说，整个人生啊，忧虑愁苦是占着很大的部分。
To a lot of people, anxieties and their bitterness occupy most of their life.
走完了日光之下的人生，我们知道人要必须要面对着审判。
After we've gone through our life under the sun, we know that we will face judgment.
所以人不但现在包括对将来都需要有一个真实的盼望。
So not only for our near future, but also we need to have a real hope towards our future.
不论是现在，不论是将来，人都需要被拯救。
Not only for now, but also for future, we also need salvation.
所以只要是在日光下的人，每一个人都需要救恩。
As long as we live under the sun, we all need salvation.
因为神的爱，所以也借着主耶稣基督将神的救恩来准备好了。
Because of the love of God and because of Jesus Christ, He prepared the salvation for us.
那这个已经准备好的救恩需要被传扬出去。
But this salvation needs to be preached.
那传扬福音的工作就是神给我们每一个人的责任。
The work of preaching the gospel or salvation is the commission of God.God to us.
这是我们被拣选的神圣的目的之一。
And this is one of the divine purpose of being chosen.
请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter
9. 哥林多前书九章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
保罗说：“我传福音也没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的啊！我若不传，我就有祸了。”
Verse 16: For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel.
在这里，保罗说传福音是神给他的责任。
Here, Paul mentioned that preaching the gospel is the responsibility from given by God.
保罗有神所给他的意象让他知道他要传福音给归犹太人。
God gave vision to Paul so that Paul understand that he needs to preach to the Gentile.
今天我们不是保罗，我们也没有看到保罗的意象。
Today we are not Paul and we didn't see the visions that Paul has seen.
但是今天我们跟保罗一样蒙主耶稣的拣选。
But today we are like Paul, that we were chosen by God.
今天这一本圣经就是我们的意象。
And today, this Bible is the vision.
从这一整本的圣经里头，我们也不断的看到传福音是神给我们的责任。
And throughout the Bible, we can see that preaching the gospel is the commission from God.
我们甚至可以说，宣道是神给我们的事业。
And we can even say that.Evangelism is the career that God has given us.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
在这里保罗勉励提摩太一定要传道，无论得时或不得时。
Here Paul encouraged Timothy to preach whether it's in season or out of season.
我们的工作总是会有退休的时候。
And whatever career we have, we will reach to the point when we retire.
虽然有时候我们很爱我们的工作但是我们也一定甚至被强迫的要退休。
Even though we really enjoy our work, but in one day we will be even forced to retire.
在这个世界上很难有那个一辈子的事业。
In this world, it's difficult.It's rare to have a lifelong career.
传福音可以成为我们一辈子的事业。
However, preaching the gospel can be our lifelong career.
我们的 在世界上的事业无论有多么的成功、到最后你不能带走。
It doesn't matter how successful our businesses or our career is, we cannot bring the result at the end.
那传福音的这一项工作是我们可以带着走的。
But preaching the gospel is a work that we can bring along.
就像启示录所说的、工作的果效要随着我们。
Just like in Revelation, it mentions that the result of our work will follow us.
所以神给我们的这一个事业、是一个最重要最宝贵的一个事业。
So this career that God has given us is the most important career that we can have.
有些工作甚至会让我们是越做越讨厌。
A lot of times some jobs can be considered tedious to us.
所以很多人只要有机会他要换工作。
That's why whenever there's an opportunity a person will try to find a new job.
很多人在筹算着我要赶快尽早的退休。
And some people will plan ahead when they can retire as early as possible.
但是有时候因为环境的关系很不得已的继续做下去，做得很不快乐。
But because of their life situation, they are unwillingly to hang on with their job.
但是我们越投入神所给我们的事业，我们越做越喜乐，越想继续做下去。
But for evangelism, if we can put our heart into the evangelism, we can, the more we work on it, the more happiness we can gain.
很多的事业真的也有它的时间性。
And a lot of careers have time limitation.
很多时候它会被淘汰。
A lot of times this kind of work can be outdated.
那救灵魂的这一个事业啊，它永远不会被淘汰。
But the job of saving souls can never be updated.
因为只要是在日光之下的人，他都需要救恩。
Because as long as you live under the sun, we need the salvation.
多么的幸运啊，多么的伟大，我们参与了这个事业。
So it is fortunate that we can participate in this career.
就好像旧约时代那些让我们羡慕的先知。
Just like the prophets in the Old Testament.
他们传扬神的信息。
They preached the message of God.
他们很有自信地说，主这么说，万军之主这么说。
They had the confidence to say that this is the Lord said.
我们也这样来追求，让我们所传讲的信息我们也能够这么有自信地说，这是主说的。
So let us all pursue this kind of confidence that when we preach, we can say that this is what the Lord said.
请看路加福音第24章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章48节。
Luke chapter 24:48.
主耶稣对他们说，你们就是这些事的见证。
Verse 48, and you are witnesses of these things.
主耶稣对门徒说，你们就是救恩福音的见证。
The Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples that they are the witnesses of the salvation.
所以我们从使徒行传里头，我们就看到这些门徒，他们成为主耶稣福音的见证。
And that's why in the book of Acts, we can see that Jesus Christ's disciples became the witnesses of the gospel.
今天我们也求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们成为主耶稣福音的见证。
Today we also ask God to help us so that we can be the witnesses of God.
这些门徒如何去见证主耶稣的福音，让我们也能够这样去见证主耶稣的福音。
However, the disciples witnessed the gospel, we also can follow of them.
再请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
保罗说我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
Verse 6, Paul said that I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
在保罗的时代，需要有人去栽种，需要有人去浇灌。
In the time of Paul, we need somebody to plant, somebody to water.
然后就会有神的作为在这当中。
Then we can see God's action.
大约2000年之后的今天，情形是一样的。
And 2000 years later, today is the same.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们知道如何去栽种，如何去浇灌。
We ask God to help us to understand how to plant and how to water.
只要我们去栽种，只要我们去浇灌，神的工作一定会在里头。
As long as we plant and as long as we water, then God will work among us.
当我们看到神的作为，再也没有比这个更加满足、更加欢喜的。
When we witness the work of God, then we'll feel the satisfaction and joy.
所以这是一辈子的一个事业。
And so this is a lifelong career.
这是一个不断的让我们能够有收获的事业。
And this is a career that will bring us reward all the time.
这是一个真的能够让我们存到永恒的事业。
And this is a career that will bring us eternal life.
再请看《哥林多前书》九章二十二节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22.
哥林多前书九章二十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22.
最后一句话，保罗说：“无论如何，总要救一些人。”
In the
二十二节的最后面说：“无论如何，总要救一些人。”
In the end.
或者在中文的翻译本里头说，保罗说，无论如何，我们一定要救一些人。
At the end of verse 22, it said that I may be all, by all means save some.
好，我们都不是那种老到要面对死亡的那一种年纪。
Right now, we are not at the age that we are facing the death.
所以在我们的人生里头，我们还有很多的事情要做，我们有很多的目标。
So for the rest of our life, we still have a lot of tasks to be accomplished and a lot of goals.
在我们很多的这些目标里头，我们一定要有这个项目。
So one of our goals should include this goal.
无论如何，我们总是要救一些人。
By all means, I have to save some.
不论我们现在是身处在哪里，
doesn't matter where we are living in.
无论我们现在日常生活，我们主要的工作是什么，
doesn't matter what kind of occupation we have right now.
救一些人，这是我们一直存在的目标之一。
Save some people is one of our goals for our life.
我们如何来实现我们这样的一个美好的事业？
So how can we realize this this wonderful occupation?
我们如何能够跟保罗他们一样，在这个伟大的事业上面是有份的？
How can we be like Paul to be part of this great career?
第一个，我们要来培养我们有这种爱人灵魂的心。
First, we need to culture a heart of loving the soul of people.
请看罗马书第九章。
Let's take a look at Rome chapter
9. 罗马书九章第二节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 2.
在这里保罗提到他对他的同胞犹太人的态度。
So here we can see that the attitude of Paul towards his fellow Jews.
他对他们的领受救恩，这里说他大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
He felt great sorrow and continual grief in his heart.
他是多么的希望这些犹太人他们也能够认识耶稣，领受主耶稣的福音。
He really hoped that these Jews can know Jesus Christ and receive his salvation.
他不断的为犹太人的得救他放在心上。
He always keep the salvation of the Jews in his heart.
他爱这些同胞的灵魂。
He loves the soul of his fellow Jews.
神就是爱。
God is love.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all sons of God.
我们也都要有神的爱。
We also need to have God's the love of God.
因为神的爱，所以这个爱来到这个世界上。
Because of God's love, this love comes to this world.
因为主耶稣就也就是爱。
Because Jesus Christ is love.
爱来到这个世界上来成全了救恩。
This love comes to this world and fulfills the salvation.
今天我们领受了这个福音，我们也必须要被主耶稣的爱来充满我们。
Today we have received this gospel, and we also need to be filled by the love of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣看到当时他周遭的许多的人，他心中就充满着怜悯。
When Jesus Christ saw the people surrounding him, he had compassion towards them.
所以我们要培养不断的被主耶稣的爱来充满我们。
So we need to culture ourselves so that cultivate ourselves so that we will be filled with the love of Jesus Christ.
我们才真的能够去关心去爱人的灵魂。
So that we can care and love other people's soul.
否则的话，充满许多问题的我们周遭的人，其实一点都不可爱。
In fact, people with a lot of troubles in their life are not that lovable.
那所以，要爱人的灵魂，除非我们真的有被主耶稣的爱来充满我们。
If we want to love people's heart, we have to be filled with the love of Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们要常常从读圣经里头来被神的爱充满。
That's why we need to be filled with the love of God by reading the Bible.
我们常常自己思想反省我们的生活来思想到神的爱。
We need to reflect upon our life to think about God's love.
我们常常在祷告里头让神的爱借着圣灵来充满我们。
And also in a prayer through the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with the love of God.
这样子我们才能够去爱我们周遭的人的灵魂。
In this way we can have the ability to love the people around us.
再请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
在这里保罗他提到他到帖撒罗尼迦他是如何的来传主耶稣的福音。
He mentions that how Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ in Thessalonica.
那最后一句话保罗说为了你们的缘故，你们知道我们是怎样的为人。第五节，保罗说：“为你们的缘故，我们是怎样的为人。”
In chapter 1, verse 5, it said that, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
为了要让我们这个伟大的事业能够做得蒙神的祝福。
In order for God to bless our great career,
我们要灵修自己。
We need to cultivate ourselves.
让我们生活的表现也能够成为见证。
We need to allow our life to be the witness.
这是一种没有声音的见证。
This is a silent witness.
但是这也是一个很有力的见证。
But this is a powerful witness.
我们周遭的人他不一定会去读圣经。
People surround us may not read Bible.
但是我们周遭的人，他会很注意的来读我们。
But these people may be paying attention on us.
尤其当他知道你是基督徒，
especially,
尤其当他知道你很乐意的在传扬福音。
Especially when they know that we are Christians, as well as they realize that we are trying our best to preach the gospel.
他不一定会去读圣经，但是他会很注意的来读你。
Perhaps they may not read the Bible, but they will pay attention to us.
这也就是为什么在保罗在这里，他很有自信的来说，你们知道我们在你们当中是怎样来为人。
That's why here Paul confidently told the believers over there that they know what kind of man Paul was among them.
所以我们一方面在传福音，另一方面我们更加的来看重我们的灵修生活。
So one side we need to preach the gospel, on the other side we need to focus on our cultivation in our life.
这个事业不是只有靠我们的努力，我们还需要有神的作为。
In this career, not only we need to pay our effort, but we also need the work of God.
那我们也都知道，要有神的作为在我们的当中，我们也需要有很多的祷告。
In order to have the work of God among us, we need to spend a lot of time praying.
很多的工作它要成功，少不了一个很重要的特点，就是要忍耐。
In order to have a successful work, one of the requirements is to have patience.
我们请看路加福音第八章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章十五节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
八章十五节，落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐这结实。
Verse 15, but the ones that fell on the ground, on the good ground, are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
这里说忍耐着来结出果实。
Here it says that to bear fruit with patience.
我们知道在圣经里头所讲到的果实，包括的几个方面。
And we know that in the Bible, fruit describes in several ways.
比如说我们的好行为
，For example, our good deeds.
那另外包括着救人的灵魂，这也是一种果子。
And also to save people's soul is also one kind of fruit.
要能够有好的行为，必须要有这个忍耐的美德。
In order to have good deeds, we need to have the virtue of patience.
要有救人灵魂的果子。也同样的需要有这个忍耐的美德。
In order to bear the fruit of saving people's souls, we also need to have the virtue of patience.
忍耐是今天的人生活最缺少的美德之一。
Actually, patience is lacking in our daily lives nowadays.
这也是为什么人的生活里头问题越来越多的原因之一。
And that's why this is one of the reasons why our life is filled with problems.
没有忍耐，没有成功。
Because without patience, without success.
没有忍耐会带来很多问题。
Without patience, we will have a lot of troubles.
所以我们要靠着神的怜悯，我们要来培养，更多的培养我们忍耐的美德。
So we need to rely on the mercy of God to cultivate our patience.
这是一个我们一辈子的事业。
And this is again is our lifelong career.
不是一种所谓的兴趣 ，interesting.
But it's not our interest.
兴趣有时候是会消失的。
Because sometimes an interest will fade away.
那传福音这个事情是要一直是火热的。
But preaching the gospel requires us to be fervent all the time.
所以我们也。祷告求神怜悯我们，让我们一直能够维持着一个火热的心。
So when we pray, we also ask God to help us so that we can maintain this fervency.
这样我们才能够一次又一次的去邀请人。
And so that we can invite people again and again.
这样我们才能够一次又一次的大家一起来将人抬到耶稣的面前。
So that we can once again.To bring people to the presence of God.
我们也感谢赞美神，他也赏赐给我们一个很重要的帮助，很重要的工具，就是圣灵。
We also praise and thank God for giving us a very important help and tool, which is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要带给我们传福音的能力。
Holy Spirit will give us the strength, the power to preach the gospel.
现在请我们一起到前面来祷告，我们 一起再一次的来追求传福音的这个圣灵所要给我们的能力。
So let us all come forward to pray and ask God to give us the power from the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel.
也为各地传福音的事工来做祷告。
And also pray for the evangelical work in the local churches.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward and pray.